I am very grateful for this opportunity to spend a few precious moments with all of you on this most blessed, auspicious, sacred celebration of Janmashtami. Every year, for Krishna's appearance day, we come together to celebrate. And on the path of bhakti, celebration is very much focused on our gratitude. Our gratitude to Krishna, who is our well-wishing friend within our heart, within the heart of every living being, who descends from his eternal abode of Sri Goloka Vrindavan, out of his infinite compassion for each and every one of us and for all living beings. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna proclaims in Bhagavad Gita that he descends into this world to reestablish the principles of dharma, to annihilate the miscreants, and to protect bias. Srila Prabhupada explains that through many avatars, Krishna can do these, fulfill these purposes. But he personally comes in his original form once in a day of Brahma, 4,320,000,000 years. Once in such a day of Brahma, Krishna descends in his original transcendental form with his eternal supreme pleasure potency consort, Srimati Radharani, his eternal mother, Yashoda Mai, and father, Nanda Maharaj, and his intimate eternal associates. Krishna comes to display the pastimes of the spiritual world in such a rare and special incarnation to attract our hearts out of his supreme compassion. The story of Krishna's advent begins in Srimad Bhagavatam with Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, who is the provider, the mother, for all beings within our planet. Whatever Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi, produces, food, grains, minerals, are for the sustenance and for the opportunity of all of her children to come closer to Krishna. When her resources are being exploited, when her children are being abused, misguided, it breaks her heart. She took the helpless form of a cow, and with tears in her eyes, she approached her guru, Lord Brahma, explaining the situation of our profound compassion for all beings. Along with Umi and the other primary demigods, Lord Brahma brought everyone to the shore of the ocean of milk, where they prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna revealed the message to Brahma, which was related to all of us, that the Lord understands the plight of the world, the suffering of Bhumi, and he will descend. It is Krishna's supreme compassion that is at the heart of Janmashtami, and the opportunity for us to show our gratitude by reciprocating with his compassion. People who have a lesser understanding, realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead think of God in terms of making the world a better place for our material conceptions of life. But Krishna descends and speaks Bhagavad Gita to give us an understanding of what the real values of life are. Suffering and death are inevitable for everyone. As we speak many times in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, there is a primary focus on how the greatest personalities deal with crisis, heartbreak, tragedies, and death in this world. Why? Because they're teaching us that turning to God, learning to love God, learning to receive God's love that is the real gift that we have. The material world is a place of old age, disease, death, and rebirth. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata jaktva deham punar janmanaiti mameti surja. Krishna tells us that one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth in the material world again, but attains my eternal abode. Yes, it is our temporary dharma in this world to try to make it a place where people can be healthy, comfortable, could be happy, where there's prosperity. But those things are ever-changing and temporary. To make the world a better place, really, is to help people reconnect with Krishna's purpose, to give us realization of the eternal nature of the soul, Because with that understanding, we can cultivate the real potential of the soul. To be attracted to the infinite beauty, sweetness, and love of Krishna. And to celebrate every possible opportunity to please Krishna. Samsudhir Haritoshana. If we observe the context of Krishna's appearance according to Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva and Devaki lived years in a prison. Year after year, witnessing the brutal death of their children. No freedom to move, to be with their family or society. Living in a dreary dungeon. And they took shelter of Krishna. They never blamed Krishna. They took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna became their child. And the joy of their hearts, not that they could enjoy being with Krishna because Krishna was to leave them that very same night, but their joy was they had given their lives to serve Krishna, to assist Krishna in Krishna's purpose. And that joy, even in the face of so many difficulties, is eternal. It's beyond this world. Meanwhile, the next morning, when Nanda and Yashoda discovered Krishna laying beside his mother, there was a festival of joy, Nandotsava. While Vasudeva and Devaki were in the prison house, Nanda and Yashoda and all the Brijavasis were dancing and singing, having the most wonderful kirtans, laughing, enjoying like no one has ever enjoyed. They were enjoying the glories of Krishna's happiness. When Krishna performed his Vrindavan pastimes, he's given us the opportunity to understand that Krishna's mercy, Krishna's grace, Krishna's love, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's ultimate opulences are forever waiting for us. We take shelter of him. So yes, Janmashtami is truly a joyous celebration. Because as a community, as a spiritual family, we could come together to share the supreme good fortune beyond birth and death that Krishna has descended to give us. As Srila Prabhupada explained, you can show gratitude for him, for our acharyas, by receiving what they have given us. by earnestly, and with all sincerity striving to follow their teachings, to chant the holy names with feeling and attention, to hear the teachings and the glories of the Lord with faith and gratitude, to live by striving to exemplify the character of a real Vaishnava. To strive to appreciate other Vaishnavas. As the servant of a servant of a servant. And to share this beautiful culture of bhakti with each other. And as far as possible, together as a family with the whole world. Krishna, who is in the heart of every living being, our ever well-wishing friend, is pleased when we sincerely make the effort to please him, to serve him. Janmashtami is a time to contemplate and reestablish our priorities. What is truly meaningful? What is truly valuable? What is the goal I really want to achieve in life? Beyond distractions. We share out of Gopinath Temple. We have been celebrating Janmashtami for since 1987. At the beginning, it was just a few of us having kirtan and katha throughout the day. And as the years passed, hundreds and then thousands of people started coming to the temple. And what a beautiful opportunity that we could spend the whole morning hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and some of us the whole day. But many of us are given the blessed fortune to assist Srila Prabhupada in his service to his Guru Maharaj and the Pancha Tattva in sharing the treasures of pure devotional service with as many people as possible. When Srila Prabhupada spoke about spreading Krishna consciousness to the world, he was presenting it in a way that was really based on devotee care. Because when we come together in the proper consciousness to help share this message with the world for the pleasure of our gurus and Krishna, it brings us together. And it gives us an opportunity with great enthusiasm to perform a service that is so deep and so dear. People are coming for the opportunity to hear the kirtan of the Lord, to take the prasadam of the Lord, and to stand before the beautiful form of Shri Radha Gopinath. Shri Nitai Gaura Chandra Shri Gopal. And to have the darshan of our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, sitting upon His Vyasasan. People are given the opportunity to receive Srila Prabhupada's books, to associate with devotees, to feel the love, the warmth, and the compassion of Krishna through the words, the gestures, the kindness of devotees. How that can transform people's lives. And if we are in the proper consciousness in sharing this, how it will transform our lives. When Krishna is pleased with us and how we are honoring and respecting other living beings and how we're appreciating the efforts of other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, Krishna within our heart bestows upon us that taste, that enthusiasm for hearing His glories and chanting His holy names. Yes, Janmashtami, throughout the years, has unfolded at Radha Gopinath Temple in wonderful ways by the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. How can we please Srila Prabhupada by receiving what He has given us and sharing it with each other and with the world? With gratitude. Janmashtami. Is especially transformational in my own heart whenever I hear the word any time in the year. When I was a lost seeker, not knowing where to go or what to do, praying to God for direction, He inconceivably stranded me at a railway station in Mathura in the early morning of Janmashtami. And it was from that moment that the doors opened for me for the treasures of bhakti. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vidorjuna. Krishna tells it is only by bhakti, pure devotional service, that I can be understood as I am. Krishna appeared in Mathura, and on the very, very night of His appearance, He was brought to Mathura, to Vrindavan. Of course, we know He was simultaneously born in Sri Vrindavan Dham. The residents of Vrindavan manifested the highest, deepest, most inclusive forms of spiritual love in their selfless service to Krishna and each other. It is by following in the footsteps with a humble and grateful heart of the great acharyas of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the great acharyas of our parampara, and ultimately the residents of Vrindavan, that we can appreciate the supreme gift of pure devotional service, and to orient every aspect of our life, all of our relationships in life, in such a way that we could move forward toward pure devotional service. Samsidhya Hari Toshanam. The success of our life is Krishna's pleasure. Sarvadharman Puritya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Krishna is asking us to take shelter of him, to surrender. Man Manabhava Mad Bhakto Madhyashim Namaskur. Who always think of him, to become his devotee, to worship him, to offer homage to you. Krishna promises that if we do this sincerely, by his mercy, by the mercy of the great souls, we will attain his abode. We will be with Krishna. Within this world, his abode of Vrindavan could manifest within our own hearts by his grace. And even this world, we can experience this spiritual world beyond the complexities and the pollutions by seeing through the eyes of devotion. That is not something we can just do. But if we strive to please Krishna, he reveals himself. He reveals his love. He reveals his own spiritual world in our lives. We deal with this world according to the needs and our particular dharmas and duties. But truly, what matters above and beyond everything is how we are celebrating Krishna's appearance in our life. Gratitude, with the will to serve, knowing there's no other shelter, hearing and chanting in the association of devotees is the most powerful process by which we can please Krishna, purify our hearts. And the blessings we receive offer them. We offer them in a life of service. I am so happy to see all of you today. Where I am in America, it's It's actually late at night on the day of Janmashtami. In the USA, Janmashtami is the day before you. So I just had a full day of celebrating Janmashtami. And when I was invited to offer my gratitude and my prayers for blessings upon all of you, I was very, very enthusiastic. So please, everyone, have a wonderful day. Your day is, my day is ending and your day is beginning. But somehow or other, like the Yamuna and Ganga converge in Prayag, two Janmashtamis are coming together in this beautiful experience. Have beautiful kirtans, beautiful Hari Katha, beautiful Vaishnava association, wonderful service. Pray for blessings. Pray for blessings to empower you for the service of the Lord. And pray for blessings upon all the other devotees. In their service to the Lord. Janmashtami, in essence, is a time when we are happily coming before Sri Sridhara Gopinath to offer our body, our minds, our hearts, our souls as a gift for their pleasure. Thank you very much. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Offering our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who by his sacrifice of limitless compassion has made it possible for all of us to be together in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Let us make that gratitude our life and soul. Hare Krishna. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Sunil Radhanand Swami Maharaj. So we would like to express our gratitude for Maharaj to take out such valuable time and bless us with these words. Let us very loudly chant three times. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.